Wednesday morning. There could be some more rain coming off and on throughout the day today. Yesterday was quite a doozy, though, man. There's lots of wind, lots of rain, lots of flooding, especially in the North Bay as well, that we're still recovering from this morning. So do keep it slow on the roads this morning. And again, there was an earthquake a bit earlier, too, about a 3.5. So that's got BART running about 15 minutes
late. And I saw locusts. Coming after me when I was getting out of my house morning.
A locust? What's a locust?
Shan doesn't even get the reference.
Who's locust?
Never mind, Shan.
I was like, oh no, he's not going for the locust Shan reference.
Is who is locust?
Read the Bible, girl.
Read the Bible.
Dirty.
Fernando's dirty.
Well, actually, to be clear, that was Old Testament, I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Whatever.
All right.
They're different?
Bye, Shan. Listen, I know the least about religion in here, and you don't even know what I know.
I just went to catechism. I didn't finish. I didn't get confirmed or all that.
She thought catechism was what happened after an earthquake. Oh, did you feel them catechism?
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, that's a 3.1 catechism.
Shan, trust me. You forget it all anyway. It's okay.
We're going to have to meet your maker. What you going to tell him?
God.
We are entering the days where anything does not go on YouTube after viral videos of people doing incredibly stupid things for attention, send people to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. I mean, let's go. YouTube finally cracking down on these videos.
They should. They shouldn't be showing videos like kids eating Tide Pods.
Yes, that was one of them. There's the Bird Box Challenge, which is what people are doing now. There was also the Fire Challenge. Shan, actually, I remembered this yesterday. Mm-hmm. You fell through a glass coffee table and almost cut your legs off doing the Brooklyn.
So it was a Harlem Shake Challenge.
Well, you can blame that old PD of ours, MM. He's the one who always tried to get us to do stupid things.
Yep. And look, I could have had like workers' comp. I should have gotten some money out of that, right?
Retro sue him.
Yeah.
Fan.
I'm going to find that video and I'm going to show you guys a Harlem Shake. They had me on a glass coffee table doing the challenge. And
hey,
it's
Thursday. Throwback Thursday video.
Yeah, you posted.
I went straight through the table.
And Shan, what do I say when Sal or you come up to me and say, hey, they want y'all to make a viral video of blah, blah, blah. What do I say?
I don't do that.
Thank you. You know why I don't do that? Because I don't want to follow. I don't want to fall through glass tables.
Like,
I mean, Sal coming in here. So everybody's setting themselves on fire. So we thought you and Fernando could go ahead and set each other on fire. Okay, Sal, go pound sand. Leave us alone. We don't do that.
Yeah. Yo, Shane, you want to blindfold each other and go driving today?
No.
No.
Y'all just said,
why is it ever a good idea?
If y'all are going to do it through our parking garage. And wait until I leave. Do it in a controlled environment.
I was thinking about this, too. It's just like, you know, listen, we can't get on the radio and tell people to set themselves on fire. We can't do that type of stuff.
No,
management would, like, get involved. I mean,
so YouTube shouldn't be showing these videos.
Right. I mean, it's irresponsible to be hosting these videos.
Although, 888-456-9970, did you ever stupidly do one of these dumb things? Like, did you ever try to put that stupid cinnamon in your mouth? Remember that?
Oh, the cinnamon challenge.
That, and I think people tried to do cayenne pepper with that one time as well.
Mm.
Like, so what was the cinnamon challenge? Was try to take a teaspoon of cinnamon and put it in your mouth and hold it?
A tablespoon.
Oh, no, swallow it.
Swallow it, yeah.
And then you just cough out.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's rough.
One time, Fernando tried to eat an onion.
Yeah, see?
Well, on air?
We've all been victims.
So, we only have about a minute and a half, but I'll tell the story quickly. So, Fernando he loves making proclamations.
Yes.
So, one day, remember Montel's show? He had a show, and he was, like, giving people money to do certain things. And that was the premise. Like, you could do this for $100, $500. Well, you do it, and somebody tried to eat a whole raw onion. Fernando proclaimed, that's easy.
Yeah,
I'd do that for $500.
I can do that.
So, of course, you know me, the antagonist. I said, all right, $500. Next day, I brought in an onion, peeled it up, gave it to Fernando. I think he got two bites in, crying, falling on the floor. Went to the hospital.
Like,
it was the greatest moment.
Do we have video evidence of this?
This was back in Energy Days.
Oh, there is so on YouTube.
There was no such thing as video
back
then.
Didn't you wax your butt on?
Yeah.
I got pictures of that. I would do that again. have to do that again. I
mean, every time those pop up on my photos, I'm going to go, oh, my Lord. God.
Send that out for Throwback Thursday. Okay. Yeah. Fernando has the pictures of me getting my butt waxed.
Thursday. Like, honestly, if but like that, somebody who doesn't know me would go through my photos, be like, what the hell?
But would you try to eat a raw onion again?
No.
Well, I would get my butt waxed again. So if anybody wants to wax me, come on in. Let's do it.
All right. Listen, we're going to pay more bills in 10 minutes if you're registered at 997now.com. Then you're ready to go. This could be your name here in just a little bit. It's a
brand new day. Fernando and Greg.
Waking up early.
99.7 now.
We'll pay some more bills here in just a couple of seconds, but we're just talking about how YouTube's going to start banning prank and dangerous stunt videos, which had us thinking about this video we did years ago for the Harlem Shake,
now
where
was...
Shan fell through a coffee table, a glass coffee table.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily dangerous to the Harlem Shuffle, but Shan made it dangerous.
No, y'all put me up there to do the,
Shan,
the challenge.
Fernando actually grabbed you and put you
this
up there.
This is why bad challenges should not be like, you know, this should be taken lightly. And then I fell through the table and Greg is over here laughing.
Here, I'm going to play you.
I could have been hurt.
Audio. It is funny. This video, by the way, is on our Instagram at Fernando and Greg.
Oh my God, I can't believe we found it.
When the glass breaks and Shan is on top of the table.
All right. Okay. All right, guys, start going crazy. 1, 2, 3. Oh, let's keep on going.
I didn't say it. That wasn't me.
Why did Menace
I didn't want to do it in the first place.
Why did he say, keep going? I could have been hurt. I fell through a glass table.
I just
y'all laughing.
Oh.
I could have been injured.
Shan. I watched the video. Okay, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, go to the Fernando and Greg Instagram. See if I'm laughing. I believe I am clutching
the
pearls.
The girls
I'm clutching my pearls and the girls.
Here, let's
and
guys,
I'm
start
just
going
like,
crazy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, let's keep on going.
Keep on going. See what slave drivers they were at that other building?
No. See how
Shan falls through a table and they're like, keep going.
She got bloody legs.
Y'all lucky I was wearing my pajamas and Uggs to work that day.
No, Greg, the look on your face is like, oh.
I was in shock. Shan claims I was laughing. You decide. I clutch my pearls, then I put my hand over my mouth. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever looked gay.
It's a TBT for us on Instagram. Hurt. Go and check it out right now on Fernando Craig Instagram. Man, I feel like money. But again, a reason why I can't be doing these crazy pranks and stuff. You could wind up in the hospital with cut up legs. Meanwhile, Kate Hawks of Pacifica. Kate Hawks of Pacifica. Let's give you 10 minutes on the clock now. 888-456-9970 because we're going to pay your bills.
Get up.
Fernando. Yeah. And Greg.
Right now.
All right, keep checking our Instagram, at Fernando and Greg. You know, we're trying to get to 20K, so follow us today. And also check out this TBT video of the time that Shan fell through a glass coffee
table.
For
doing a stupid challenge y'all put me up to.
I am number one hater of challengers. Challenges.
Greg is over here like, I want some water in the video. And then I fell through the table. And they're like, keep going. Like, no one brought me water.
All right, check it out. And see if I'm laughing. I believe I'm clutching my pearls.
No, it's the Fernando and Greg smile.
Instagram. All right, now we're going to get to this. Shan, you are driving your boyfriend crazy because you can't do anything without your sister and your mother's approval.
Yeah, we were at IKEA the other day and we were picking out furniture and I kept having to say, oh, I need to FaceTime my sister. Oh, I need to FaceTime my mom. And he's like, can we have this thing? Can this be our thing? Like, why do you have to involve them every single time?
And I'm like, why do you?
I don't know. I think that it's just kind of like, I want to subconsciously like hear their voice. And I love my mom so much that even though I know the answer.
But are you unsure of, are you think you're going to make a mistake if you don't get their approval?
Yeah. I feel like if like maybe they don't like it, then I'm going to feel bad for the rest of my life.
They don't like it. It's your furniture, you and your boyfriend.
I know. But then what if they're like, oh, why'd you pick that out? That's too big. Or that's
mind your own business.
You know what? You didn't buy it.
No,
don't come over to my house and sit on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I do this all the time with my mom. Even though I know the answer, I would still call her just to have her on the phone and hear her voice.
I think you just are not self-assured enough yet to make that decision.
Yeah.
But I could see where it's annoying to your boyfriend because he's trying to do something with you and you're not.
Yeah.
I think he feels like you're not valuing his opinion.
Yeah, that's what he feels like. He was so upset. He like went and sat on a mattress in IKEA and like had his
and
like,
ate some meatballs.
Yeah. And I was like, what's wrong? He's like, dude, like this is our thing. We're involving them when they don't need to be involved. They're not here right now. Yeah. This is our place.
As a couple, you need to make decisions together.
Yeah, and so
I think women are like this, though. They want to hear from their sisters a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're close to your sister.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if you're close to your mom,
you have
to get
her approval. And I feel like, Latino families, I'd be like, oh, well, why didn't you call me? I could have told you what to get, you know? And I'm like, oh, I think that's what I'm thinking in the back of my head. Like, I have to ask them just in case.
This is why I got the tattoo before I asked my mother how she felt about it.
Yeah, because you know,
I did it first.
You know what she would say.
I did it first. 888-456-9970. Ladies, or maybe men. I don't know if men have this issue. Possibly. You know? Do you have to get your mom's approval on everything, and does it drive your man or woman crazy?
All right.
It's got to be annoying.
It's got to be. Do we want to take a call here?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's go. We got Kira on the line right now. Kira, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. So you ask your mom's opinion about everything.
Yes, pretty much. I mean, I drive my boyfriend crazy with this. He always jokes that, like, you have to get your mom's opinion before you sneeze.
Well, like, what are some of the things that you ask her about? Because Shan said that, you know, she always has to call before she buys furniture, before she buys anything new.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that, and also literally everything. Like, I've called her when we were picking out shower curtains, right, and furniture, but I've also called her, like, when I didn't know what was on the menu. I mean, she's, like, basically Google for me, but Google with an opinion.
And your mom doesn't mind this? She doesn't get annoyed
they
by these
like
constant
it.
Calls and texts?
Yeah, no, my mom loves it. She feels useful, and she, like, yeah, no, she loves it.
And
doesn't
man.
That make your boy, and I mean, not just make him mad, though, but if I was somewhere and we were picking out a shower curtain, me and my boyfriend together.
Yeah.
And he had an opinion, and I said, well, hold on, let me get my mom's opinion. I think he would be annoyed.
Okay, well, first of all, my mom has lived a lot longer than we have, so I definitely feel like she knows what's best, and she's going to be like, oh, well, you don't want the plastic curtain that you're going to have to buy another one in 2 weeks. You need to get the linen one that you can, like, rewash.
See?
Like,
there you go.
I feel like
you haven't figured that out on your own yet?
Well, I guess, I don't know. One time he called her and he was like, well, not called her, but he was like, let's see what your mom thinks. And I don't know. I think he's just doing it.
So he's submitting now. He's just letting her.
Well, so I don't think he's necessarily into it. I think he's just gotten used to it and I've kind of just trained him.
I bet you one thing. I bet you before he ever buys you any kind of birthday or Christmas gift, he calls your mom first.
Yeah, well, he definitely called her to get an opinion on the ring that he's going to give me.
Oh, how sure are we about this ring?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not supposed to know that, so can we not?
Yes.
Shoot, no, I'm serious. Like, it's not. Okay, so much.
All right, we're going to cut the conversation right now.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't supposed to be revealed.
Good grief. Yeah, and I know,
Shani, too much.
Shan, you've told me this before. If a guy ever asked for your hand in marriage to your mom, she would tell you immediately.
Yeah, I tell all my boyfriends, like, if you ever plan on doing it, don't ask.
You sound like me now.
I'm a cat.
You sound like me.
Okay.
To all my boyfriends.
So, yeah, I tell them, I'm like, please don't tell my mom. Don't tell my sister. They will blab it right away to me. Like, they will not make it a surprise. It will not be special.
He should just ask me. Because I can keep a secret. Uh-huh.
Thursday's pretty big around here. We're paying bills every single hour on the 20s right up until 6:20 today, okay? We just called another name earlier, but next one's coming up right about 8:20. This could be you, but you got to get registered, all right?
All right, and we're going to go over to Emily and talk to her because she is sort of like Shan as well. She's got to get not only her mom's opinion, but her grandmother's on every single
it's
thing.
It's like a committee, Emily.
Yeah, I mean, do you do group calls?
Yeah, WebEx.
No, they don't know how to do that.
Oh. So, like, give us an example. What do you have to get their opinions on all the time?
I mean, I don't necessarily get their opinion. I'll tell them, like, what I'm doing or what I'm buying, and I'll ask sometimes, like, what they think, but at the end of the day, it's either my decision or, like, mine and my fiancé's decision.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like your fiance is getting an opinion.
If it's your, okay, I see. You're just taking in all the different points of view.
Exactly. But to go off of what the last caller just said about the engagement ring, my boyfriend was smart. He knows I call my mom and my grandma every day, so he knows how close we all are. So he waited until the night before to ask their permission, but because they knew they would spill it.
Yeah,
he didn't give them enough time.
Exactly, and that's exactly what he told me when he proposed.
And then he ran home, turned your phone off.
Emily, though, but he's figured out how to work around it, like, which I think is what Shan's boyfriend's going to have to learn how to do. Like, he's going to have to figure out how to make this work for him.
Exactly.
All right. Good luck to you and him. All right. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you so much.
All right. Keep the calls coming at 888-456-9970. We were just talking about Shan always having to consult her mom.
Yeah.
Always having to talk to her sister.
Let's go to Ashley, because there's a reason. She says she doesn't ask her mom's opinion, and there's a reason why.
Ashley, why? What is that reason?
So not only are my mom and I polar opposites, but my husband and my mom are polar opposites. So there is not a shot in hell I would ask for opinion.
Yeah. You already know what she's going to say.
Oh, totally. Pretty much if I like it, she is going to hate it. And if she likes it, then I'm going to hate it. So if anything, if I do ask her, it's just to see what I should or shouldn't do based on her opinion.
Ah. You're confirming that you were right if your mom hates it.
Exactly.
Has she ever come over and nagged you on a choice that you made?
The better question is, has she ever come over and not nagged
me? Well, has she ever not nagged?
No, she has never not nagged me. Everything is a point of contention. It's great.
All right, last question.
All right.
Did she like the choice that you made in your husband?
Not so much.
Then you did the right thing. You found the right person, apparently.
Exactly. Well, but her reason for not liking him isn't necessarily personality-based. My mom is not exactly a PC person, and I didn't exactly marry into my own race.
Got you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I got you.
Oh, no.
I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, say hello to Archie Bunker
yeah,
for us.
Yeah. Maybe your mom and my dad could get together and hang out.
There you go.
All right.
They would probably get off really well.
Yeah.
They would. Fast friends. They would.
All right. Thank you. Let's keep the calls going at 888-456-9970 if you have a partner who consults their mom, their sister, even their dad. Maybe just some guys just like, you know, I got to talk to my dad about anything. Yeah.
Any purchase I make, I certainly don't consult my dad.
Yeah, well, not your dad, but other people's dads.
You're buying what? Kind of queer are you?
Dan's boyfriend is learning that everything is going to have to go through your mom, your sister, every decision, every purchase.
Well, mm-hmm. They do say you're not just marrying me, you're marrying my family, a lot of people.
We're a package deal, us Latinas, man.
Uh-oh.
You marrying the whole family. Got to get used to it.
Maybe it is a cultural thing. I don't know, though. I mean, I've got to always talk to Jeremy's family as well. He definitely relies on his mom, on his dad, on his sister.
I didn't even realize I was doing it until he called me out on it at IKEA.
Hey, I would never ask my parents for anything. They completely, I'm with that Ashley. Like, everything that I would want to do in my life, they would think was a bad idea.
So that's why you don't do it.
I never would ask. I never ask their opinion on anything.
All right. Aaron's on the phone right now. You're married to a Latina, so maybe it is a cultural thing.
It is. So I've been married to my wife for 11 years, and she's got to call her mom and her dad for everything.
But yeah. Give us an example.
It never changes. So
yeah, what was like the most annoying?
I feel for Jan, you know, just tell her, you know, tell her boyfriend that if he wants to be with her, he might as well just get used to it.
Give us an example of one time where it annoyed you.
So, you know, for example, We're going to go somewhere in a couple weeks, right? And so she was like, well, you know, I want to go to this antique place over in Oakdale. And I was like, yeah, of course. She was like, I'm thinking about inviting my parents. I was like, okay, can we make sure that we don't go then? Because, I mean, it's a point where, you know, I love spending time with them, but, you know, you just never get to do anything you want to do, you know? So it's like I end up just being like, the guy that carries all the coats. You know, the guy that just kind of, you know, goes and gets the car. So I'm like the butler.
Right.
You know?
But the limo driver.
But yeah, exactly. But if I get to go, like, just with my family, then I actually get to make a decision here and there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to do that.
Well, because didn't you want to go to this place in the first place so you could pick out some stuff?
No, I don't even ever want to go. You know, I just wanted to make my wife happy. You know what I mean? Something that she likes to do is something to walk around. I could walk around with my daughter, you know, have fun. But in all reality, you know, a day trip that can turn into 2 hours turns into 10 hours.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Latina time. They don't have time, you know? You know, you say you're going to leave at 8 o'clock, but you don't leave till 12 because you just left, you left Denny's at 11 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't work that way. So you've thrown
your watch away at this point.
Exactly. You just got to, you know, you got to clear out your whole day and just go with the flow. But, I mean, it's worth it, though. I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah, you're willing to put up with it, man. It's worth it in the end.
I think this is a prime example why it would annoy a guy. So this woman texts in. She said, okay, it annoys my boyfriend because I'll ask his advice on something. He gives it to me, and I'm like, I don't know. Let me call my mom. She gives me the exact same advice, and I'm like, okay, perfect.
Done.
But you know it's right.
All right, we got to get to the love trap here in just a couple seconds. We'll go. Busy Thursday at 99.7 now. We got rain off and on today. Hopefully not as strong or crazy as it was yesterday.
Right now we got heavy winds out there. So everybody be careful. Rain, heavy winds in part of the Bay Area. So severe that our DirecTV even went out. Mm-hmm. Came back, but it went out for a minute. So it's getting serious out there. Just be careful when you're driving.
Yeah, for sure, because it will be wet. And, of course, you know, we're just not that good at driving in the rain around here.
But it's this wind. This wind is crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
It blew down trees. There was a tree that hit an Oakland, like, homeless encampment yesterday, which was terrible. Yeah. A tree fell onto BART tracks yesterday, just, I think, west, east, north, or south of Concord. I don't know my directions very well.
In that general area.
And lots of other trees have fallen in and around the Bay Area. So everybody be careful out there.
Do it.